Dave and Doreen, the morning KLH.
Happy birthday there, Marcus Allen.
Thank you.
Thank you for the donuts.
Yes.
No, thank you for the donuts.
All right, so here's what happened. Marcus brought donut treats in today, and then Doreen came in, and you made donuts for him.
Marcus and Jill gave me a donut maker for my birthday, so I decided that I would pay it forward and make the donuts for Marcus for his birthday.
Very cool.
Did you try one? Are they okay?
Try one. I'm two in.
They're little. They're little donuts. Well, speaking of donuts, yesterday we went out. We were in Oconomowoc, and we went to this place called the Crafty Cow.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my burger on a donut yesterday.
No way.
And it had peanut butter on it.
What?
Ooh.
It was so good.
Was it really?
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, completely unexpected.
Does that sound good to you? Like, when you read it or heard it? See, it didn't sound good to me.
But
You were in a mood, like, I'm going to try it?
I am. I'm like, I'm here. When am I going to ever have a hero? Right. I'll tell you what it had on it. Pepper jack, peanut butter, bacon jam, and then sea salt kettle chips served on a donut bun.
Ooh. It's starting to sound better.
Was it a glazed donut?
No. It was kind of like the donut like you have without the frosting that I made for you. So more of like
a cake donut?
Almost like a pretzel bun kind of in a donut form.
Yeah, it's hard to explain, but it was really good.
And peanut butter.
Yes. It was really good. Yeah. Our server, Nate, recommended it, and I was all in, and I'm glad I did. Jim had one called the Dirty Swiss, which was actually really good, too. It was basically your mushroom Swiss, but the burger was stuffed with the cheese.
Oh, good.
It was really good, too.
Well, an Oxford University food scientist, actually several of them, have come out and said that pickles make burgers taste better.
They do.
This is according to Oxford researchers. So basically, it's the taste, the appearance, and the texture. Research food scientist Professor Charles Spence said he and his group of scientists tested this. The acidity of pickles, they say, cuts through the rich umami flavor of the meat, which is a different category, I guess. It also adds a crunch, which is apparently really good stuff. The food scientists surveyed UK adults as well, and they found that 51% said they opt to remove pickles from their burgers, with the most common reason being they dislike the taste. 16% say they disliked the texture. 12% of people say, if I'm going to eat a pickle, I'd rather eat a pickle by itself, not with the burger.
I don't know who these people are that don't like pickles.
That's just wrong.
I agree. I don't understand.
I don't like dill pickles.
What?
Sorry. I don't.
There's a reason that most of them are called hamburger dill pickles.
Yeah.
Because they belong on your hamburger.
Yeah. Agreed. I don't like sweet pickles.
Says
also.
Who? Says the people who make the pickles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the food scientists that just were talking about.
They're right.
All right. Well, you know what? At least it's not fish.
I wish I liked fish. I wish I was the person in the restaurant so like, you know, I don't get to go out to dinner that often, but instead of getting a delicious steak, I'll get the fish because I like disgusting food. Because fish is disgusting. How bored are you with eating if you're ordering the fish? You know, just bring me something gross. I like to waste money. Who's the first person to walk into a harbor and go, hey, whatever reeks in here, let's eat that. Fish don't even like fish. That's why they're always frowning. They're like, what's that smell? Oh, it's me. I'm a fish. What's the best compliment you can give fish? It's to say that it's not fishy. Isn't fish supposed to be fishy? Get the hamburger, it's not burgery. Fishy is an indication something's wrong. Something fishy going on here? No, everything's burgery.